If you buy a drafts board from a Norwich charity shop, there is a good chance you will find pages of handwritten rules inside the box, courtesy of a city pensioner. Ron Green, 87, has been an avid drafts player since he was a child growing up in Norwich during the Second World War. The Old Palace Road man is keen to show the public how drafts is more complex. Referring to the English Drafts Association and a copy of his Bible, Complete Checker's Insight by Richard Pask, Mr. Green adds the proper rules into drafts boxes, then distributes them across the city. He has sent boxes with his handwritten rules inside them to charity shops, the Games Table in Lower Goat Lane, the Phoenix Hub in Mile Cross, and various other places across the city. Mr. Green said, "I play at least twice a week now, but I used to play in my local pub four boards at once. The game is not just step up from snakes and ladders for children. There is a hell of a lot more in it, and it's a very good game, particularly for the winter time. It has different ways of catching people out. The only thing that challenged drafts was when Monopoly came along." The Norwich-born and bred enthusiast has 100 different sets of the game at his city home, with most of them purchased from charity shops. Mr. Green recalled using his first wage in 1949 to buy a drafts book at a cost of a crown and 10 shillings. "It was a marvellous book, and I found the board could be numbered from 1 to 32, he continued. "That book was my Bible. My father used to ask me if I wanted a game, but what chance did he have? I had already memorized all the rules over and over in my head." Mr. Green, whose wife is a former councillor, Dawn Castle Green, used to frequent the former Bread and Cheese pub in Adelaide Street and the Cherry Tree in Dereham Road to play draughts.